This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. USDA's quarterly hogs and pigs report offered a bearish surprise to the market. Kearns & Associates President Joe Kearns sees the breeding herd category as the biggest surprise.
I think the only word that you can come up with is wow, and perhaps we're all going to kind of reiterate the same thing as far as the breeding herd is concerned. I think the one, there's a couple of things in here that I think are notable. The first one is being that we've been so consistent on the last 6 to 8 reports out of the USDA with someplace in the neighborhood of 101.5% increase or a percentage of the increase in the sow herd, that we've been lulled to sleep a little bit. I think several in the trade had thought that our construction pace had almost been dictated, that you had the demand behind it, but simply couldn't physically put up enough buildings fast enough in order to meet some of the higher projections. And so that might even compound on top of the numbers, the sentiment inside the market of starting to get surprised, and the surprise being in a very abrupt fashion here.
The U.S. inventory hogs and pigs as of June 1st, 2018, was 73.5 million head. This was up 3% from last year and was the highest June 1st total since this report began in 1964. The breeding herd totaled 6.3 million head, up 3% from last year. The market hog supply totals 67.1 million head, up 3.4%. While all of the numbers are up, South Dakota had a significant increase in the size of the breeding herd, up 18%. Kearns sees a logical explanation.
I think that if you take a look regionally where the largest increases lie, non-coincidentally happen to be where the packing facilities are being constructed, and we're attempting to move more animals into that area. The South Dakota one obviously is the one that perhaps jumps out at you the most just because of the magnitude of the shift. You'll see some similar increases in that Michigan area, and those states that are tertiary to the new packing plant. So I think you've properly identified the one that along with just the scope of the breeding herd, the particular state that's seen the largest increase, but I don't think it's coincidental that that's around the new Triumph facility.
Dr. Lee Schultz of Iowa State University admits he may be more bullish than others, but still forecasts a downturn in the Iowa Southern Minnesota prices.
You know, I think that these are probably the top end, given where the markets are likely to react to. So for the third quarter, 67 to 71, fourth quarter, 52 to 56, first quarter of 2019, 58 to 62, and then the second quarter, 62 to 66.
For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center. Go to pork.org or call 800-456-PORK. In national news, the nation's ag groups reacted positively to the Senate passing its version of the 2018 Farm Bill, but all said there's still a lot of work to do. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says his group is pleased by the outcome, saying family farmers and ranchers are in need of some certainty. The Senate's version of the Farm Bill includes several encouraging provisions. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall is pleased that the final Farm Bill is one step closer to the finish line. It was time for some good news, and the Senate delivered it in a bipartisan fashion, Duvall says. While we do have some concerns, no bill is perfect, but this bipartisan effort gives us a solid framework for progress. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says this is another step forward for the 2018 Farm Bill. Much work remains to address the priorities of cattle producers, says NCBA President Kevin Kester. The House version of the bill contains more provisions of critical importance to cattle producers than the Senate version does. Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts said Congress is one step closer to providing producers with the certainty and predictability they deserve. Ag Committee member Chuck Grassley of Iowa says the bill gives American farmers a number of victories, including funding programs to promote American agricultural products overseas to increase exports. Soybean-planted acreage topped corn for the first time since 1983, as the USDA released its planted acreage report on Friday. Soybean acreage is 89.6 million acres. That's actually 1% lower than last year, as planted acres are either down or unchanged in 14 of the 31 biggest soybean states. Corn acres are also down 1% from last year, coming in at 89.1 million acres. Corn acres are down or unchanged in 31 of the 48 states in the USDA survey. All wheat acres are up 4% from last year, coming in at 47.8 million acres. Cotton acres are estimated at 13.5 million, 7% higher than in 2017. USDA also released its quarterly grain and oilseed stocks report on Friday. It showed a lot of soybeans in storage, coming in at 1.22 billion bushels, 26% higher than last year. On-farm soybean stocks were 13% higher than last year, while off-farm stocks were 33% higher. Corn stocks were estimated at 5.3 billion bushels, 1% higher than the same time in 2017. More corn has moved off the farm, as the current on-farm stocks were 3% lower than last year. Old crop all-wheat stocks came in at 1.1 billion bushels, 7% lower than in 2017. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.